All right. One of the services that we have actually great experience on is on move-in and move-out cleaning services, which also comes combined with post-construction cleaning services. Now, Maria has recently launched a new book called The Ultimate Moving Cleaning System. And what it does is it shows systematically, you know, step by step, all the things that is actually needed in order to achieve a thorough cleaning before you move into your new home, and or as you're moving out of your old home, or you know, after you have gone through a post-construction. And by post-construction, what we mean is actually if you have done some renovations inside the house, like painting or doing the floors or doing your kitchen or redoing your bathroom, or doing any type of work, any type of construction work inside of the house. And a lot of times, you know, the clients say, you know, this is minor, you know, they just painted the walls and, you know, there's really not much dust in the house. But in reality, what happens is before they actually paint, what they do is they actually sand the walls and they apply, you know, compound to the walls depending on the damages of the walls. And what happens is that all of this dust is actually flying in the air. Now, depending on the type of materials, or depending on the age of the house, depending how old the house is, and depending on the material that was used as the house was built, most of these you know, paint that is actually all the particles that are actually flying in the air from the sanding, you know, are very, very harmful and dangerous for your health. So be very careful. You know, something as minor as just doing painting could actually be harming your, you know, your health and the health of your kids and your pets. So, you know, so when we talk about post-construction, we're talking about any type of work that you might have done inside of the house, whether it is painting, renovating your kitchen, your bathrooms, or doing any type of renovation as far as, you know, doing your floors, your wood floors, or installing new tiles into your kitchen or into your bathrooms. You know, the first service that we actually are, you know, in great, great, great demand is for moving, move out, post-construction, or in this case, what we call a new home revamp. And what we need to be careful here is with, you know, the estimates that you get. Because what happens is that, you know, a lot of the estimates that you might be getting are just superficial cleaning, okay? So if they just want to do superficial cleaning, you know, a lot of times, you know, clients come to us and they say, you know what, this other company, XYZ, actually provided us with a quote that is actually half of your quote, or, you know, three quarters of your quote, or 75, you're actually 25 or 20% on, above the estimate. And what the clients don't realize is actually that what they are paying for is just superficial cleaning. And in this part of the cleaning, especially when you're moving into your new home, you gotta be really careful, because if you're gonna be doing just superficial cleaning, which means just passing the damp cloth around the furniture or the cabinets or the countertops, you know, it can definitely be accomplished in the time that perhaps you're being quoted for. But if you're going to do it in the three-step manner that we do it, which is the first step is to actually remove all of the dust out of the walls and every surface inside the house. And the second step is actually to clean it. And the third step is actually to sanitize, you know, every single part of the inside of your house. You know, then this is a very lengthy process and actually takes more time than what you could be quoted on. So be very careful when you listen to these quotes that are half of it. You know, as a first reaction, if you're price sensitive, then you could just jump off the boat and say, go with whatever company offers you half of what the other company is offering you. So if you're going to be comparing apples to apples, just make sure that, you know, you go through every single point that the cleaning entails. And one of the things that, you know, one of the things that we do that we rarely see other companies do is the thorough cleaning, especially behind the areas of the refrigerator and behind the areas of the kitchen. So one of the things that we do is before you move in, whether they have done construction or not done construction, what we do is we actually move the refrigerator towards the front. And the reason we move it to the front is because we want to make sure that there are no dead rodents, no dead mice under the, you know, under the refrigerator, or, you know, dead at the back of the refrigerator. This usually happens and clients just don't notice it. And they have these, you know, awful smell inside of the house, but they really don't know exactly what's causing it. So one of the things that you might want to do is just look behind your refrigerator, pull it over, and make sure that, you know, whomever's going to be doing your cleaning is actually included. So one of the things that we actually do as a requirement is that we must move all the equipment, meaning not the equipment, but the appliances in the kitchen, such as the refrigerator and the stove, as well as your laundry room. So in your laundry room, we need to move the dryer and the washer, you know, unless you're actually fixed into the encasing wall, in which case we won't be able to move it, or if there's very little, you know, hose that would allow us to move it towards the front, then we would not be able to move it. But if there's plenty of hose between 4 to 6 feet of hose, you know, whether it's a gas-operated equipment or appliance, then we definitely is a requirement to do it. So it's not an option for us. It's definitely a requirement because we know that all of this dirt is actually accumulated behind these appliances, which rarely get actually clean. So that's why we actually take, you know, the time to move all these appliances and to make sure that every single corner of your home, every single area, every single nitty-gritty part of your home is actually thoroughly clean. The next thing that we do and that you might not notice is that in case you have baseball radiators, you know, which is your heating system, in case you have them, along the bottom baseboard, the bottom part of your floor, the bottom part of your walls, close to the floor, you know, one of the things that we do is we take out the cover and we actually vacuum and clean the cover protector as well as the filaments inside of the heating baseboard unit. This actually comes very handy when the previous owner or the previous tenant, depending on whether you're going to be renting or owning this new property, you know, has had any type of pets. And for you know, the biggest surprise is every time we show the clients, you know, the amount of hair, of pet hair that is actually accumulated on these radiator units, you know, they are actually surprised that, you know, that they actually that they can actually see for themselves. Because you know, once, let's say if you get your floors done and you know the contractor comes and does the floor, if they're going to do any minor cleaning to your property, it is going to be mostly to all the surfaces without opening anything or getting to travel. Okay, so you know, so all of this dust is actually accumulated on top of the hair that is accumulated from the previous owners, you know, pets that they had, whether it was a dog, a cat, or whatever they had inside of the house. So what we do is we actually vacuum inside and clean, you know, the protective covers of the baseboard radiators. The other thing that is very key is that you must be very careful also with the areas pertaining to your cabinets in your kitchen, because a lot of times, you know, there we have actually found, you know, feces from mice. Okay, so the way we actually go about cleaning all the cabinets in your kitchen and your bathrooms and in your closets is that we first vacuum all of these cabinets, all of these drawers, we first vacuum them. And depending whether it's a post-construction or just a regular move-in cleaning, we would actually clean and then disinfect every single area of these drawers. Okay. Now, if these are new drawers that have just been installed, or new cabinets, or you have had a new cabinetry in place installed, a lot of times, all of the debris from the installation is actually accumulated inside under the drawers, actually, not on the drawers, but under the drawers. As you take out all these drawers, you'll notice that at the bottom of the drawers there's a huge amount of dust and debris collected from the from the drilling of the wood as they were installing the cabinet. So one of the things that we do is we actually disassemble and take out all of the drawers and make sure that all the drawers are out so that we can actually clean the inside of the walls of the cabinets that are holding the drawers. And what we do is we vacuum in the base of the cabinets and make sure that there's no dirt or dust collected at the bottom of it. This way you can actually start brand new in your new home place without knowing that there is actually dust and any debris accumulated inside of your cabinets. And that's exactly why I say that we clean every single corner of your home, is because we actually do it. And that's also another requirement. Now, if you are moving, if you are moving out, this is one of the things that, pretty much falls onto a gray area. And if you're moving out, a lot of the times, the clients, depending on whether they own it and they have just sold their homes to, to a new owner, they would mostly want just a superficial cleaning, because they know that the person moving into their new homes are going to call a cleaning service company, requesting a cleaning service to be done prior to them moving in. Okay, so that's now the other part is when there's a tenant that is moving out of a unit, and they have the landlord on their back wanting them to actually leave the property in top mint condition so that they can actually get their security deposit back. And if that's the case, then, we would actually will not go as deep and thorough on a move-out cleaning, depending on what the condition and what the requirements and what the agreement was between the old owner and the new owner, or the old tenant leaving the old property. Okay, so depending on what the agreement is, it's a very flexible area that we can actually work with the clients in getting actually what they need in that case, because pretty much it's based on a second agreement with a third party that we actually have no control over. Okay, so we'll pretty much go according to the client. But definitely when it comes to moving into your new home property, we'll have to move all of the appliances, reach every single corner, and make sure that all of the areas inside of the bathrooms are thoroughly clean and sanitized, for any diseases that the previous old owner might have had. So you don't want to have that in case you have kids, or in case you have any other family member that might be very susceptible to contagious diseases. All right. Now, one of the easiest parts that actually that will actually cost you it would be a very low investment, would be to actually replace the toilet seats in the bathrooms. All right, if whatever toilet seats they left you with, my best recommendation is to actually get rid of those toilet seats and get brand new seats. Now, if you want us to install it, we'll totally install them free of charge for you. there's actually no need to pay us to install those toilet seats for you. If you would like us to order it for you, we'll be more than glad and happy to order it through our online store and have them ready for the day that moving cleaning actually